All right. Good evening, everyone. This is the May 14th, 2025 meeting of the WPFW Local Station Board. I'm Kamau Harris, Chairman of the Board. I will ask our illustrious secretary, Ellen Carter, to give us a roll call. Ellen?
Illustrious. Okay. I don't know what people want. Irene.
She just sent a email, so she will not be here tonight.
Okay. Verna. She was here.
Present, present.
Okay. Wayne.
I received a call from Wayne. He will not be here tonight.
Michael Byfield. Michael Byfield. Did you hear anything from him, Camille?
I did not.
Okay. Bill Curtis. Bill Curtis. Violetta. I think I saw her. Thought I did. Violetta. Vanessa.
I'm here.
Sue. Sue. Robert.
Present. Go next.
Okay. I understand. My kids are the same way. Craig. Craig.
Present.
Kamal is here.
I'm here.
Michael Hirsch. He sent an email that it wasn't feeling good, but he was going to try and make the meeting.
Okay, we'll wait for him.
Julie.
I'm here.
Arthur Holland.
Art will not be attending. He's on travel.
Oh, that's rude. David.
Here.
Ambrose.
He's going to try and make it. As you know,
I
he's
thought I
still
saw him.
present.
He is.
Yeah, I
Oh, there
see
he
it.
is. Awesome.
Welcome, welcome. Tony. Tony. Mariah.
Present.
Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Eric Ramey.
Not going to be here.
Oh, that's, oh, sorry. Minerva. Minerva. I thought I saw her.
Yeah, she's here.
She's here.
Present.
Maybe not just, okay. She wasn't able to.
She just said
Michelle?
present. She just said present. It was just
No,
your
okay.
audio.
Thank you. Michelle. Michelle. Come back. Wanda.
Here.
Dennis.
Dennis is on travel. He will not be attending tonight.
And Thomas Chase.
Present.
Okay, so far, Michael Byfield, has he come in yet? Bill Curtis?
I'm here, Alan.
Okay. Violetta? Yes, I see her. Sue? Anyone hear from her? Camille?
I have not heard from Sue, no.
Okay, I haven't either.
Okay, Sue is trying to get, she's making her way in. Sue's making her way in.
So there's a bunch of them, but.
All right. Tony, Leon. Michelle. Okay. If Camu, if they do come in, if you could let me know. Thank you.
All right. Violetta, just for the record, could you answer up for us if you can? I see your face there. All right. We'll be patient. All right, everyone. Thanks. For attending this evening, and we've got a pretty busy agenda. Hopefully you all got a chance to review it. And are there any adds or subtracts to this agenda as presented? If you'd like me to read it out, I can. Mariah, sorry. Yep, got your hand. Go ahead.
I just was hoping we could do a big embrace and welcome to Ambrose today.
Absolutely. Thank you, my brother. Good to see you. Yep.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Welcome back, Ambrose. We miss you, bro.
All right. For the record, I think I see Sue Goodwin. Sue, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you. I'm here. I don't know if you needed a voice, but I have a very noisy background right now.
I needed that.
And Violetta, okay.
And Tony is just coming in.
Tony, okay.
Ellen, you heard that?
Thank you. Yes, I heard it. Thank you.
All right, sounds great. So with the agenda as presented, I don't hear any adds or subtracts to it. So we'll go ahead, and approve this agenda as presented. All right. All right. So first up, on our agenda, we have a, town hall scheduled, for May 17th. That's this Saturday, begins at 12 noon. And what I'd like to do at this point is, give, the about 10 minutes. And hopefully Violetta can kind of tee it up for us as her committee has worked really hard, in tandem with a lot of folks, from the community, to organize this. And if Violetta, if you could, give our, members kind of an update of where we are and expectations, for our board members for Saturday's, town hall.
Okay, well, as Grandma just said, it's Saturday at New Bethel Baptist Church from noon to 2:30, and we would like everybody from the LSB to attend. We have an agenda, I believe, that is already posted on the website, but the intent is to, you know, we have the normal welcome, the management reports, the CAB report, and a report from the strategic planning committee about the attack on public radio and that fight, and how we could be supportive and get support. Reverend Hagler and somebody from ACLU will be there on that part. And then, of course, we have community comment and I think a couple other things. So we would like for the LSB to be present, and we're also asking if you could to donate at least $10 to help pay for the cost of refreshments, and we give a donation to the church there. Although they have us, they let us do it free. I think that's about it. We have everything scheduled. Miyuki is going to help with the station as far as getting the setup for the engineering and things like that. Other people may or may not be able to be present because we're in the drive, but all the reports will be covered. Somebody did ask, mention, oh yeah, the PMB report is, supposed to be, talked about there, but I would like the guidance of the LSB to see what should be in that report. I don't know. I'm just being objective. I don't know whether we agree or whatever, but to come out with something that is agreeable to present to listeners and I guess a, you know, balanced way if there's disagreement on how people perceive what's being done at the national level. So yeah, that's about it.
All right. Thank you so much, Violetta. Member Sanders, your hand.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, somebody's unmuted.
No, I just think Violetta had a little bit of background there. I think we're okay right now.
Kamau, may I, do you want me to time these comments or not at this point?
Yes, please. 2 minutes, first time up. Yeah.
Okay.
Minerva, you have the floor. Go ahead.
Excuse me. May I speak?
You have the floor, Minerva.
All right. Thank you. The information that will be shared is also the information that is on the website for Pacifica, and it was supposed to be on the website for the station. So that's what will be shared, and that was put there by the executive director. So that's what will be shared at the town hall, referencing people to those sections. Thank you.
Yeah, you're really low, Minerva. Just so you know, you're coming in very, very faint for everybody. So if you want to try and boost the volume on your end, that'd be great. Any other questions for Violetta concerning the very important town hall this Saturday? Mariah?
I don't remember, Violetta, but can you remind me if we need help with setup and if we do, what time folks should be there?
I hope you have the Zoom numbers. Do you have the Zoom numbers?
Hold on, please mute if you.
This okay, we are able. I'm sorry about the background, but I'm at another function. We are able to
Michelle,
get in at 11 o'clock.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
Lou, you need to mute.
I got Lewis, it. You need to mute. I got it, y'all. I'll take care of it. Thank you.
Am I out of order?
No, you're fine. Lou had his mic up, but you are. Please respond to Mariah if you could.
Okay, yes. So we can get in the church at 11. And of course, the more help, the merrier. Mrs. Turner is doing a lot of, bringing a lot of the stuff, but, we'll have to get that part together. And, Yuki will be, coordinate with an engineer. I don't know if it would be some stuff that needs to be brought in as well with that. But then, if you come, you can stay. So that would be my answer. Thank you, Mariah, for bringing that up.
Thank you, Vanessa.
We need to be concerned when he's not eating.
I don't know. There's still people unmuted. We're going to stop. There's background noise.
Violetta's got it. That was her. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay. Yep. All right. For some reason, when Violetta was talking, the sound went out, so I missed most of what she said. But I did hear her very reasonable question about would be the position of the LSP at the town hall meeting with regard to the proposed bylaws changes. And then I heard Minerva give what appeared to be a definitive answer as what would be the position of the LSP. And so I don't know. I guess I have a problem with that in terms of one person deciding for the LSB what our position is about any particular issue. So presumably there'll be more discussion about that before the town hall meeting, and the LSB as a body can decide what information that we want to disseminate, whether it's one position as stated on the website or if it's a variety of positions that exist on this body.
Okay, so the committee has determined that the presentation will be given by Member Sanders. Member Sanders is using her latitude to present it as she sees fit. The town hall is there for questions and answers. So I'm assuming that there will be questions proposed to her at that time. But it is, you know, my response that the committee has chosen to present it the way they see fit, and we'll just have to go from there. Any opinions about what's happening, we can discuss as a board, but I don't think at the town hall that the presentation should be a position. Go ahead. I let it be real quick.
Okay.
No, not possible. All the words. So, like, you're turning your arm.
Thank you. So my opinion about and responding to your question is, the, town hall, is probably not the place for the LSB itself to have a position on whatever's happening, on the bylaws as a group. But if we want to have a further discussion about that, we can, but, I think we should defer, at least I would like to defer to the committee and their approach to how they want to make that presentation on Saturday.
So when you say the committee, what committee is this?
This is the outreach committee. This is our outreach committee that's put the town hall together.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I see Verna. Go ahead, Verna.
So a couple of things to sort of piggyback off of what Vanessa said. Maybe it's possible that the committee can consider having two people make up that presentation regarding Pacifica, since it is a very controversial subject. And I think it would be really unfair to just have one perspective presented. Secondly, Violetta, we had talked, well, we know that we're going to have a spokesperson from the ACLU there speaking, as well as Reverend Hagler. And there was some discussion about having mics available for the audience. Has that been resolved? And do we know who's going to be perhaps holding the mic to take around to listeners? Has any of that been resolved?
All right, hold on. So let me try and boil this down. So your first point about having several people, or at least two people, discuss the bylaws. So
yeah,
I got you. So let's start there. Violetta, is there any discussion within your committee regarding having more than just one person present the bylaws issue, or the bylaws changes, I'll say?
Okay, so it wasn't to be, because in our committee discussion, we acknowledged, or I acknowledged, that there may be differing opinions, right? So I wanted it to be clear here which way we would go. And if there were differing opinions, to present both of them. But we don't want to be like having airing our dirty laundry and having a big fight when we're trying to have a town hall to engage the listeners. So it wasn't, Minerva is, and we're, you know, Minerva is going to present it. But if it's somebody with a different opinion who is a director or whatever, or on behalf of the other side, to just present that. So it wasn't only, but yes, it is, because Minerva was there. So I wanted guidance from the LSB, because I am honest, I'm not in the know of everything that's happening with the PNB. I can, you know, I've been overwhelmed. I'm at a conference right now. So that's why I was asking for the guidance. And like you said, does it have to be a position? Is what has been posted on the website, is that's approved? Is that okay? I don't know those questions. So I was looking for some further guidance without making a final decision on that. But we do have a spot for the PMB report, and the committee did agree that it was worth letting listeners know about.
Okay. And secondly, is there a...
Has that been resolved? Are there going to be two perspectives?
She's asking for guidance and assistance from the LSB on that particular question.
Right.
At this moment, I don't think we've teed up time to have that particular discussion. Is that something that you all would like to have? And if so, how much time would you like to allocate to that? Because we did approve the agenda. So there's a point here about Pacifica bylaws. We have it at 6:50 to 7:30. But I do sense that this may take, a bit longer than that, but I will, let me finish up your final question and I'll try and clear the stack and then we'll try to sort out where we want to go. So, microphones, Violetta, really quickly. Are there going to be, is there going to be one microphone, multiple microphones? I know I'll be hosting the event. Will you have multiple microphones there or will there only be one? Do you have a sense of what's happening there?
I will circle back with Miyuki, and we basically said it would be like last time. So there was a microphone to be given, you know, out in the audience, one for the chair or the MC, and then one for people who wanted to give comments. So I will circle back with Miyuki. I know she's been busy to make sure, but she was going to make sure all the engineering needs were taken care of. And I will follow up to make sure, right? Because we want at least two.
I think so. Two would be great.
Yes. Okay.
At minimum, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Thank you. So, all right. So let's, we're going to hold off for a second. Werner, if you could be patient while we get circle back to the other question. Let me clear the stack here and then we'll deal with what's on the table. Minerva, Michelle, and then Bill Curtis in that order. Minerva.
Are you able to hear me?
No. Very faint.
Okay. Let me work on this. So if you move on to the next person, thank you.
I'll come back to you. No problem. Michelle. Member Tingling Clemens, are you there? Going once. Going twice. We'll come back to you. Member Curtis, you have the floor.
Yes, sir. Just for Violetta, if you, for Saturday, if you need a microphone runner, I'll volunteer to do that. Need someone to, you know, bounce the microphone from one speaker to another speaker in the audience. I volunteer for that.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you. Michelle. I see you're live now. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you. I don't know. I struggled with the unmuting. No, I thought we were talking about, I had my hand up to talk about the positions for on the PMB report. But if we're doing that later in the meeting, I can hold it until then.
Yep. Give us a few minutes and we'll circle back. Minerva, right. are you available? Okay. All right. While she works that out. So, to address the, question from, Verna, with regards to whether or not two people will be available to discuss what's happening, with the changes, the change to the Pacifica bylaws. I think it sounded like there's an assumption on the table that there's two opposing views about the bylaws. Now we can distill that down to whether or not the new bylaws are in question, whether or not they are, you know, there's something in them currently that people want to discuss that they feel that, is not, viable or some change that they feel they're concerned about. Maybe that is the opposing view. There's levels to it where maybe the creation or the way in which the bylaws came about, is something that people would like to discuss. But I think there's a fine line to walk here in terms of what exactly the directors can discuss. So I want to defer to each of our directors at this point, and we do have a few moments. If they would like to chime in, I know Minerva's working on it, so I'll go to her first, chime in and kind of give us, their sense of, the process maybe and, kind of the delicacies around what has happened, on the changes to the bylaw. So Minerva, are you available yet? Minerva?
He's muted.
Yeah, I know. All right, we have two more directors here. So I know Julie's here, and I know Ron is here. So, Bill, is that a legacy hand? Bill?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I'll take it down. Thank you.
Okay. Ron, your hand is up. Ron, go ahead. What's your feelings on the question that Verna has raised about having at least two people discuss the current state of the bylaws?
I think at minimal, I think there should be some discussion about the impact of these bylaws. How many, you know, what's going to be the ultimate composition of the board once these bylaws are in place? You know, how many seats will be eliminated? The process for filling the new seats, the time frame for filling those seats. I think that at minimal, we owe it to the audience to let them know, are we going to have 24 members again, or are we going to have 5 members? You know, whatever the new bylaws are asking for, I think that needs to be stated, you know, at the town hall. You know, and that's, you know, that's without getting into controversy. That's just about what the new bylaws are attempting to do. You know, how many members are going to lose their seats, for example?
So it sounds like more than a second person, you would like, at a minimum, Minerva or whoever's going to present the changes to the bylaws, expand upon those changes to identify the impact to the local station board, to membership, so on and so forth. Is that what you're kind of asking for? You like additional explanation around what has happened?
Yes. You know, that's it. People can make up their own minds, but you know, people right now don't know. You know, they know that the bylaws are changing, but how are they changing?
Okay. Yeah, all right. So it sounds like a little more clarity and deeper dive, for you at the town hall. Minerva, are you available yet?
Can you hear me now, Kamau?
We got you. Go ahead.
Okay. Basically, what I'll be doing is bringing forward the information again that has been reported or posted by the PMB and Pacifica on the Pacifica website. So you're not getting my opinion about anything. I'm bringing forward the information that is out there to direct the listeners to go to the website, or if they would like to, at the town hall, ask questions, and we'll go from there and see what we have in terms of giving answers. But this is not a deep dive. This is not a time to go in depth about the bylaws. It's just letting the public know the information is there so they can go and read for themselves. So they're not going to get my opinion, and they never should get anyone else's opinion without first going and looking at the information themselves to see what their feelings are. So that's what I'm bringing to the meeting. And there are a lot of things that will be taking place going forward, and I do know the PNB is planning to meet with the LSB one individually to talk with them about what we have and what the questions are. Thank you.
Okay, so in terms
can I reiterate my position?
Hold on, I'll give you just jump back on the stack, but I'm just going to try and get some clarity. I'll go to Julie, and then we'll circle back with you on the stack. All right, Ron.
Okay.
So, all right. So, Minerva, it sounds like, you want to give our membership at the town hall the, information that's posted on the website. In trying to echo back what Ron is asking for, he's asking for how the changes impact the local station board. And I don't think that would be an opinion. Would you be able to outline for us or detail for us at that meeting what the impact will be between the old or the current bylaws and the new proposed bylaws. Do you have an idea about how you want to approach that?
We do have some facts and that we can share in terms of what's going on now and what was going on with the old bylaws and what is in the new bylaws. So yes, but everything as is stated, once you go through this information and go to the site, it says there will be other meetings to address these, and it directs where people can send their concerns. And then they'll be brought out, and it will be shared on a as-needed basis with all the stations. So it's not just one station that will be asking questions and asking for clarity. So that's what we will be looking at. And that is not what we will have time for on Saturday. But there will be other town halls scheduled for that.
Real quick, and I'll let Julie grab the floor. Do we put ourselves at risk by kind of teasing out just a small bit of information and then suggesting folks go back to the website? Do you feel like this body, or at least somebody within the local station board, should have the detailed information there and ready to answer questions?
I think the detailed information that we have thus far will be on the website, and we'll have some of those items noted for the meeting as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Julie, you have the floor.
Yeah, I mean, Ron raised some good points about, you know, like if there are things you don't like about the bylaws, what do you do going forward? The point is the bylaws are the bylaws, right? They're, and the new bylaws have in them a method for changing the bylaws, amending them, that are very similar to the old ways of changing the bylaws. And so I think one of the things that we would benefit from is less discussion that's backward looking and saying, why can't we go back to the old bylaws, right? And the process that we used to get there, and more discussion on what's best for Pacifica going forward. And if some of that involves amendments to the bylaws, then great. We should do that. And we should follow, you know, the procedures in the bylaws for how to make those kinds of amendments. And that's something that the, you know, PNB Governance Committee is going to wind up talking about. So, you know, I think one of the things, you know, we can't present that there's two different sets of bylaws and we're not sure which ones are the real ones. We know which ones are the real ones, whether people like them or not, whether people supported the change to the new ones or not. There's only one set of bylaws, and we can't really use Pacifica Resources, which a WPFW town hall is, to sort of insinuate otherwise, right? People are certainly free to speak their minds about what they'd rather see, but, you know, there's one position of the foundation, and I think that's the one that we're going to have to put forward. Again, it doesn't mean that they're perfect and that we shouldn't entertain ways to improve them, but, you know, let's speak about it in that kind of like positive, you know, notion of how would we improve them going forward. So, and I think you're right. We need some boiled down things that are easy for people to digest. I mean, there was a statement, but, you know, I want people to be able to see it in a nice kind of like easy to digest kind of way. So, for instance, you know, some of the kinds of things that people are saying is that we're not electing people anymore. We're exactly electing people. Some people will be appointed, but some people will be elected. And in fact, people, members, that is, will be able to directly elect directors, some directors, right? As opposed to electing delegates to an LSB who then in turn elect directors to, the Pacifica National Board. So in some ways it's more democratic. You know, and people aren't actually going to lose their seats. The new boards will be smaller after the transition period. There will be elections in 2026, and the results of those elections will be fewer seats get elected. But nobody who's here today is going to lose their seat in terms of like you were elected and it's going to be taken away from you. you get the opportunity to run again, right? And so, you know, it will be smaller. So if you want to say people lose their seats, it will be, they lose them, you know, sort of fair and square in an election. So, so anyway, that's the kind of stuff that I think we need to, you know, make clear to listeners. Ron's right. We need to, make clear the impact, but I think we can do that.
All right. Before I get to you, Vanessa, really quickly, Ellen, for the record, I saw Member Byfield. Are you here?
I saw him also, so I put him on.
You did? Okay. And then also Member Bruce, I believe. I saw him come in as well.
Yeah, you saw me.
Okay. Wayne Bruce? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Vanessa, go ahead. You have the floor.
Mr. Chair?
Quiet. Hold on, Ron. Let me get Vanessa, and I'll come right back to you.
So, as I understand it, the purpose of the town hall meeting is to provide information. From my perspective, I'll speak only for myself, there are two perspectives about... I'm sorry, somebody in the...
Please mute Michelle, if you could, real quick, Michelle, just so we can get... rid of that echo. Ron, would you please mute also?
So at least from my perspective, there are two perspectives about the, I call them the proposed new bylaws, because it certainly didn't go through the membership, as I understand it should have. And it's my understanding as well that there's possibly a July 2nd, court date. So there's a new day perspective and there's a non-new day perspective. And I agree with Ron's idea to have at least, I'd say two, you know, no less than two people to present information about these bylaws. Are they final? Are they not? I'm not clear about that. Some of the information that Julie gave in terms of what, you know, what the impact will be. Some positions will be appointed, some will be elected. So that's a difference, because all the positions won't be elected. So it's far less democratic, et cetera, et cetera. So I, for one, speaking only for myself, would be extremely concerned to have only a new day perspective presented a PFW town hall meeting, and that's what people are left with.
All right. I see you there, Julie. Let me go, Michelle, real quick. Let me go to Ron, because Ron had a he was the initial kind of tip-off for this discussion. Ron, you had something else you wanted to rebut?
Yes, definitely. What Julie shared with us and what she thinks needs to be said at this town hall, once again, doesn't get to the meat of the issue. How is this going to affect the LSBs, you know, in terms of how many members are going to be brought on board, the timeline as to when that was going to happen? You know, and these are things that, you know, we should be able to let people know at that town hall. If the board is going to be smaller, how much smaller? Okay. The current people might not lose seats, but are we going from a 24 member board to a 10 member board? That's significant information, you know, and we need to share that with them, you know, and that's with the understanding that under the proposed bylaws, we're going to lose seats. Okay. And that needs to be brought out. You know, that just needs to be said, you know, that the board is going to be smaller, you know, simple stuff like that. You know, the controversy is already out the barn, but the people need to know we will not have a 24 member board, once these bylaws are enacted and moved upon. And so what does that mean? You know, I guarantee you that some board members don't even know. So that's my point.
All right. Thank you, Ron, Michelle, and then Verna.
Thank you, Kamau. My concern is that when I heard Minerva's presentation, when she says there's one set of bylaws, I would like to know, what are those one set of bylaws? Because the reports that I'm hearing and some of the material that I'm reading doesn't indicate that at all. It indicates that there's a set of bylaws and there's a set of claims. There's a set of proposed bylaws that some people are claiming are already enacted when nobody the general membership has not voted on any of that. So, and my issue also is that after I listened to the May 2nd program, it was very clear that it's a bit more complicated issue than just that there's one set of bylaws and we should just be able to go to the website and read it as if that's going to convey understanding about what's happening. And I have a concern that our representatives, our directors, want to send us someplace else when they're the people that we send to represent us, but they don't want to share with us what's going on in a way that we can understand. So that speaks to some other issues, but that's my concern. So I think at a minimum, there have to be at least two people speaking. But as Ron is indicating, there may need to be more.
Thank you. All right. Robert, 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Good. All right. Go ahead, Vernon. 30 seconds.
Okay. You know, the way that Julie and Minerva presented, it sounds as though it's so innocuous, people will not lose their seats. But there will be far fewer seats under these proposed bylaws. And they are proposed. It's still a court date set in July. This is not a done deal. And it's our responsibility to inform our listeners. And that town hall meeting, if we just present one side, one very innocuously sounding presentation to what's going on, we're doing them a disservice.
That's time, Vernon. I'm sorry.
All right. Thank you. Yep. I don't know, Bella DeSoto, if you want to come in on community comment, you're free to do that. And I'll recognize you at that time, okay? All right. Any other, we're at 7:16 or so. So,
I think from this. Okay. I'm still hard managing, but I appreciate this conversation. I don't know what the bottom line was. I'm listening though.
Well, I think from what, hold on, Violet. If you can mute real quick, I'll try to boil it down and we can come to a resolution. All right. I think from what I'm hearing that, there's the potential kind of, you know, issue between whether or not there's bylaws and proposed bylaws. So I feel like there's one issue there, whether or not there's a firm set of new bylaws or not. I think people have that as a question. Secondly, I feel as though it sounds like people want a little bit more detail about what the impact is going to be with these proposed bylaws, and that somebody there at the town hall should be prepared to address that and not just send somebody to a website, sounds like. We want that as well. And then I, you know, just from my own perspective, I also feel as though we need to really understand it as an LSB membership, just because for us, if there is this transition period, what does that mean? What does that mean for individuals in certain leadership roles in terms of officers, things like that? So I think all of that really requires, yes, a reading. I think we should all avail ourselves to the website and read it, but it also should be something that our directors, referring back to Member Tingling Clemens, should at least be able to boil down and say, hey, here are the significant impacts to the changes. The rest of this stuff is benign. you know, so on and so forth. If they don't want to give that opinion on it, if they feel that's an opinion, maybe that's on them. But I do feel as though it sounds like, if we're not going to have a, which I don't think we should have an argument at the town hall. Okay. I will say that we should not be up there kind of debating what's going on. If we want to boil down some facts about what's happening, then fine. But ultimately that kind of in-house discussion should probably stay with us as we move through the changes here, you know, that have been made. So I will go to, member Nyawi, and then, you all kind of, you know, spin that around and tell me how you feel about, you know, what we want to make sure we present on Saturday. Go ahead, Wanda.
Are we still on 30 seconds, Kamel?
No, Wanda's first time up. I was going people's second bite of the apple. She's got 2 minutes.
Okay, cool.
Thank you. Yep.
Yes. Thank you, Kamel. I think you summarized, what has been said and what the, sentiments are very well. And I basically agree with that. What my feeling is right now is that I think everybody is aware of, the point of view that Minerva is likely to share, even though she's going to intends to refer people back to a website, which I don't think is very helpful for the people that are there because they have come for clarity or will be expecting clarity. And I think that, there will need to be someone who will present, the change from the current bylaws with how that's going to be changed. And I think, you know, if there's someone who feels like they're able to do that on Saturday, perhaps they can volunteer, right now, and that will, can resolve it by saying there's going to be a presentation by Minerva and then a presentation by someone else, and where we present the two different, well, the current bylaw, because my understanding is that it has not been formally changed, and the proposed bylaw and the impact of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Member Lane, you have the floor.
Yes, I'm sorry I missed the last meeting, everyone. Has there been discussion within the LSB as to people's general opinion about the proposed changes?
Thank you.
This is the first time we've had it formally on the agenda. I made it about a 40-minute discussion here. We have until about 7:30 time to have that discussion. So it's the first time.
Okay. Would it be appropriate to do a poll amongst the LSB members? Because I think that if we have clarity, I mean, it's one thing for Minerva to share with the audience the particulars, you know, what's on the website. That's appropriate. But it's another thing to share what the impacts are and then how we should respond to those impacts. And if we don't have that free discussion, then that conversation is moot. So we should have the discussion about what are the impacts, what we think the impacts are. Sorry about that, everybody. What we think the impacts are and how it will impact WPFW as well as other stations, and decide whether or not we want to take a formal position one way or another. I mean, if we're only going to have the discussion, and I see that there's some real concern about the bylaws changes, then just talking about it don't do nothing. We have to decide a plan of action, whether or not that action is to support what happens in the court or not support what happens in the court, whether or not we testify, whether or not anyone from WPFW will say these bylaws will do this, 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 and this, and our voices will be minimized. we have to decide those things.
Mr. Chair?
I'll stop.
Hold on, Ron, please.
Sorry.
I'll stop there.
I gave Ambrose a little bit extra time.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
I just,
Mr. Chair, you have a point of order? Cause
yes.
You gotta get on the staff. What is it?
Well, my point of order is that the board did vote on this. The previous board did vote on this back in November, and we overwhelmingly rejected this. So there has been discussion about the bylaws, and this board, minus the new members, voted overwhelmingly not to support it, and even gave our PNB reps instructions on how to proceed.
Yeah, you're talking about a specific change to a clause in the bylaws that related to selection of the local staff, general manager, program director. Yes, that was a point that was raised, but I think overall this is a much more significant change that I think we need to square, and we have about 6 minutes here, so I'm going to ask Member Curtis and Member – I'm sorry, who's that?
This is Minerva, point of order.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Okay. We are going into a discussion here about what is in those bylaws and what was in the other bylaws, as opposed to the question was, will it be presented on Saturday as I have identified it, or do you want – to do something different and have someone prepared to speak. Right now, we're doing a whole lot of discussion on something that was not, this piece of it was not part of the, what we were talking about here. We were talking about the town hall. And what you're talking about here is where the PNB has said they want to meet with the LSB, and there are facts that will be shared with individuals on Saturday that are not just directing them to a website, but just what you're looking for, the impact, what's going to take place. There is paperwork that is being put together that we'll have on Saturday to share. Thank you.
Oh, okay. I don't think that's what we heard from you earlier. All right. So it sounds like Member Sanders is going to have some documentation for us to show us the impact between the changes in the old and the new bylaws. I see Member Curtis. Bill, go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, Ambrose, for your comments. I think that, well, Saturday, whatever has been decided for whatever point we're in, because I'm not clear about the new day, old day fight. We probably should stop calling people, labeling people like that. You know, there needs to be the LSB to talk about these things. I don't know if we've really had that kind of deep dive. We talk about a lot of things, and we take actions about certain things. But if this is really that important, you know, short of whatever Member Sanders is going to be talking about in reference to actually what the PNB has decided at this stage, you know, that can be presented. It's the facts as they stand now. And I don't even know what all the facts are as they stand now. And to refer people to the website in the internet age, that's what we do. You know, you go to the net, you read up, you educate yourself to what the issues are. But as the LSB, there needs to be a meeting, a session, a retreat to really have a full blown peel back discussion about this particular issue, because it really is it gets certain people's attention, and I don't know the depth of it, but I'm interested to learn, you know? So, but thanks a lot, Ambrose. You kind of brought it into a certain perspective that I hope people heard what you were saying. I look forward to the meeting on Saturday. personally. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. Minerva, is that a legacy hand?
Well, let me take my hand.
I'm sorry. Yes, it is.
Member Bruce, you're on the floor.
Thank you, Chair. I want to thank Ambrose also and just send him positive energy. Two things, and I came in late, and excuse me for coming in late to everything. One thing I wanted to say was I wanted to correct you because you said they were that the delegates from the last board were told not to vote on a point. They were told not to vote. They were directed not to vote on a point, but not to vote. And I'll check that out. And also, how long have we known about this meeting on Saturday? Because I did not know about it.
The committee's been working on it. And so, I think we had the official, on-air PSA for the last week and a half, but, the chair of the committee's brought it up here at the last two meetings. It just was, probably 2-3 weeks out, I think, at this point.
All right. But, thank you.
Yeah. But I guess what I was trying to state to you is that the ask of our directors in November was to vote no on the proposed change to the GM and PD selection process.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Robert, and we're at time certain, so quickly.
Right. Yeah, I'll be real quick. Somebody in the chat asked me to say this. I wouldn't say it otherwise, but I'll go ahead and say it because I was asked to do it. First of all, God bless Ambrose. It's great to see you here, number one. Number two, I put in the chat the order of the court that has jurisdiction over the pending case to decide whether or not the new bylaws are going to come into effect. All right. So everybody can take a look at that. And I'll put it in the fairest way I can think of. That order suspends the finality of the proposed settlement to approve the proposed bylaws, that were apparently achieved as a result of what's been described as a settlement. Okay. So there's going to be a hearing on July 3rd. If objections are filed and the court decides that the objections are well taken, then the proposed bylaws are not going to be the bylaws, period. If anybody wants to go into more detail on that, and I can explain, based on my review of the court file, what the status of it is, give you a little bit of background on the litigation, I'd be happy to do that. End of my presentation.
All right. We're at time certain. So on our agenda at 7:30, we're going to pivot to our management reports, and make sure we hear from our interim general manager. Miyuki, are you here?
Yes, sir.
All right. Could you give us an idea of what has taken place at the station over the last month since we last saw you?
Sure. I'd love to. Thank you very much. Good to see everybody. Both Sataria's and Katia's reports were set in time. I'm just going to hit some of the highlights. And then mine is much of a summary, so I'll leave more time for questions. But the pledge drive that we're in right now is from May 3rd through the 19th. It's a 17-day drive as opposed to our previous 28-day drives, trying to cut them down. And so we have 3 weekends and 2 weeks involved. Our goal is $235,000. As of today, as of Sunday, according to a report, we were at 107. Today we're at about 135 right now, and 138 actually. We're at $138,000, so we are a little behind. We got a hiccup with the weekend, and as well as just second week. Always the energy is lower than it is in the first and the third week. But I just had to keep reminding people that we don't have a third week, so hopefully we'll pick up, and if not, we'll have some other options that we'll do in the summer. Monday is going to be huge. It's recognizing the centennial of Malcolm X's birth through special programming. If you're interested in coming in
to be a volunteer, to answer phones, please contact Vinny. We have opened it back up in order to save money from Telerep, as opposed to just having him take the calls. People are in there in the weekends taking phone calls. Whatever you can do to create, support for the station, we appreciate, and there's different ways to give money. So that's just basically membership report. We're doing okay, not great with the drive. And, yeah, that's it about for that. Katia's report talks about the spring drive, gives the theme, which is 48 years of defending truth, justice, and culture. Our spring membership drive began with James Brown's birthday and ends with Malcolm X's birthday. And we're really trying to work on getting more sustainers and more new members. We are we also had our 48th. Yeah, we had our 48th anniversary and had really great awards. Thank you to those who were able to come. It was wonderful to see you. Thank you to Verna and Robert, Kamau, as well as Violetta. And thank you, Mariah and Thomas Chase, and also Art for making donations so that people who couldn't be there could be there. Thank you so much, Sue, for coming. It meant a lot to see you all there, and I think those who were there can convey how effective it was. It was not a huge moneymaker in that it cost a lot to put it on, but it was a very good, very good public relations event. And I think it was really good for the people who were there, as well as those who won the special awards. We recognized Joyce Ladner, as well as Ayanna Gregory, as well as a young woman named Latoysha Brown, who's a freedom fighter like Joyce Ladner. We also gave a special award of recognition to Von Martin for all of his years of service, as well as Mrs. Gloria Turner for all the work that she has done for WPFW. And they were beautiful crystal awards that I think that they'll enjoy having for a long time. There was a free screening of a soundtrack of the coup d'etat at Tacoma Park. And again, we have a lot of special programming coming. Black Shining Prince on Malcolm X at 100. Tomorrow we have Radio Free Palestine, the 77th anniversary of Nakba. And we have coming up that I'd like to ask you to put on your calendars on June 22nd, Jazz and Justice Festival, WPFW Jazz and Justice Festival in the park, which will be at Malcolm X Meridian Park from 12 to 8. We'll be broadcasting portions live, but we're doing a collaboration with the people at Josephine Butler Center, as well as some other community people. And it's both a marketing effort as well as a development effort, you know, to get us out there, people seeing us. If it works well, maybe we can make it an annual event. But it coincides with the week of the solstice, day after the solstice. It's also the week of Juneteenth. And we hope to bring a lot of good energy, shift anything negative, give people hope, and again, show who the WPFW family was. I think those of you who attended the 48th anniversary were really struck by the sense of family that was really there in the room, and how people really appreciate the work of WPFW, who we are, and what we accomplished. In terms of my report, I sent it in. If there's any questions, if anyone has any questions about anything, I'd be happy to answer them so that I don't take up the whole time just reading a report. But if you have any questions, I'd be happy to address them the best way I can. Okay. You got some more time?
Sorry. No, I was on mute. Sorry about that. All right. If you finished your presentation, I want to take a stack from membership at this time. Anybody have any questions for Miyuki regarding either the membership activities, the program director's report, or the interim general manager's report? I'll take a stack now. I see Mariah. Go ahead.
And thanks for the reports, Miyuki. What was the day that you asked folks to come in and volunteer to answer phones, if you can repeat it?
For right now, for just be the this last weekend, is we're only doing it on weekends, Mariah, because it's too complicated, you know, getting in and out of the space and making sure it's staffed with people. So just the weekend, Saturday and Sundays are the only times we need people, 9 to 6, on Saturday and Sundays, when we actually get the most dollars as well. So it helps us a lot when the teller rep doesn't take every call. When we take a lot of the calls, it cuts down the cost significantly.
Well, you said there was something specific to Malcolm X's birthday. Was there also a specific day?
That's on the 19th, which is Monday. There's a whole special day of programming. We did not make arrangements to have to do phone answers on that special day, only because it's not a holiday, and then the parking becomes a challenge a little bit. But yeah, just Saturday and Sunday are the only times we're taking phone calls for this drive. We'll expand as we get better at it. But right now, it's just Saturday and Sunday, because that's when we have the best coverage from staff.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mariah.
Thanks, Minerva.
Yes, thank you, Miyuki, for your report. I want to ask, you talk here about programming and mission integrity. What programs do we have on right now that speak to this 2025, or do we have something from Pacifica, the ED, that tells us how we respond to any questions or concerns regarding what's going on with this 2025 piece?
Thank you for the question, Minerva. It came up yesterday in the manager's meeting, and she said basically we're going to come up with a statement saying that we will refer all questions to her or to, you know, the attorney or something. We're not supposed to answer anything if we're asked by the press or anything about specifically about the 2025 project.
Okay, so if we have individuals that want to put together groups, that's the understanding for me is that WPFW, as are the other stations, that we're to report information, we're not to give opinions. Is that your understanding? And I'm talking about 2025, all these things, but whatever information, maybe there's someone here in DC that is doing something as it relates to the 2025 issues, NPR, PBS, those type things, that we can, in essence, work, share with them or have them come on and share their information, but we are presenting information. We're not the ones saying this is WPFW's or the PNB's statement regarding those issues. Am I right or am I wrong? Or could you get clarity?
I'm sorry, Minerva. I don't understand the question. I'm sorry. Could you?
Wait, let me go back and say it again. The statement.
You need to speak up. But Mr. Chair, she needs to speak up a little bit. It's kind of scratchy.
I got it. If you turn your volume up a little bit, Minerva, if you could.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
That's better. Go ahead.
Okay. For the Project 2025 that is being implemented now, and the question is, are we putting together programs or groups where WPFW is taking a lead as it relates to that, or are we just doing what you just shared, the ED stated? Any questions, any comments or whatever about 2025, direct those to her. And then we would be able to come back and respond with whatever her response is, or did I miss something?
If you're asking me if there's any committee now targeting a response to 2025, I'm not aware of any. In terms of what occurred yesterday's meeting, manager's meeting, we were instructed that if we are approached by press
or someone to talk about 2025 that we send a question to her.
Let me try and square this here. So, Miyuki, are there any specific programs on air right now addressing or trying to address specifically Project 2025?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Do you have any, and this is hard, but do you have any of the public affairs folk that discuss Project 2025, you know, on air?
I think some of them have, yes.
Okay. Did the executive director instruct you to silence them or instruct them to send their programming through her or approve it in any way, shape or form? Or is it just a question for the general managers, interim general managers, to make sure that if anyone comes to you directly, that you refer them to her?
Again, it was a statement that came up in yesterday's managers meeting. It was really concerning the affiliates because they wanted to know how they would be supported. And my takeaway was that if there's any specific questions from press or someone else, that we just direct them to the ED to get answers.
All right. So no impact on programming. I want to, Violetta, you have in under your outreach, I'm going to jump in here real quick just so we can clarify this, because we do have on the board currently a subcommittee working on these activities. Violetta and or Mariah, and I'm sorry, it's really Michelle. Could you all give a quick synopsis of what this board determined to be a proactive approach to the Project 2025 and what's happening? Any one of you three can take the mic and run with it. Michelle, let's go to Michelle. I'll go to Michelle.
Okay, well, our this committee, what we call the Proactive Strategy Committee, is working to organize and identify community partners to work with us or in preparation for the attack that we know that's coming. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And we trust that they're going to do what they say they're going to do. But in the meantime, it didn't seem to us that we needed to sit around and wait for the attack, that it would be better if we identified some among the many partners that WPFW has to be prepared to develop strategies to work cooperatively or collectively with us so that we're prepared for whatever the next step is. And as a result, we have Reverend Hagler representing the faith community and ACLU coming to address the partnership suggestion that we put forward. We know that there's a number of other institutions that we want to be involved with this, but this is where we're starting.
Will your committee have something for us this evening?
Will we have some, I don't.
Any kind of report? Where you are. You don't have to give it now, but just kind of anticipating questions later. That's all.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, we can talk about that then.
Okay. All right. Great. I see Vanessa, Violetta, and then Verna in that order, please.
Hey there. So, in terms of the pledge drive, I happened to be listening to Mark Thompson's show this morning, and I had the opportunity to hear Sataria pitch. I think pitching is really hard. I don't think I would do it well as much as I talk. I just don't think that's something I would do well. And I think there's a real kind of a science and an art to it. And I thought Sataria did a magnificent job. So I just wanted to say that. I mean, that's part of the success of the pledge drive is good pitching. Mm-hmm. And she did great.
Thank you very much, Vanessa. Very, very much appreciate that. I think you would do a great pitcher. It's like anything else. It's a skill that can be taught and learned. And the more you do it, the better you get at it.
Violetta. Member Diamond.
All right. So I'm sorry. Still with the background noise. But is this comment about what happened at the meeting what relations does that have to that committee reporting at the town hall meeting? Is this, I'm trying to see what the meaning is. Are you saying that it shouldn't be a report? We cannot organize that way? Or is it just on air? Or what are the parameters? Because that's what we would need to know.
Thank you for the question, Violetta. I'm going to have to go back and get more information because I'm not sure. Again, the context of which I heard that information was talking about the affiliates were very concerned because a lot of the affiliates depend on NPR and they also get funding for the CPB. And so they were asking the question, and since it didn't apply directly to myself, I didn't really think about it in terms of us presenting at a town hall meeting or anything. So I appreciate that. I will get more information and try to get correct that and let you know what that is. I don't think there was anything during the course of the meeting that said anything about the fact that we can't talk about anything, but let me just get clarity and about that. Again, they were talking about like if we were approached by, you know, the press or specific people about certain things that, you know, we're not and what the network was supposed to do or how the network was going to respond to this whole thing that we're not, we don't have the authority to respond that we had to send it to ED. Let me get clarity and then I'll get back to that. And also I want to apologize. I am aware of Michelle suggesting that we build a coalition of people to deal with, to be proactive and not reactive about what's going on. But I don't know. I know that she's building a coalition. I am aware of that, but it is not anything that the station is directly involved in as far as I know at this moment.
Yeah. It's an LSB. We formed that, a couple months back. So that's not something associated with station management. Verna.
Okay. I think, Miyuki pretty much just cleared up, the point I was going to raise that it seems like they're saying if the media or press or reporter comes to us and says, you mentioned Pacifica in Project 2025, what's your reaction to that? That we should not try to respond to that, that we should just defer that person to, I guess, the ED or whoever. I don't think it.
Context of the network.
Hold on. Let her mute before you answer.
All right. Yeah, that's the impression I got. But if I'm wrong, please let me know. It didn't seem like we can't talk about it on our public affairs shows. I mean, because we've been doing that
all
the time. And Saturday at the town hall meeting, there's going to be a member from the ACLU there speaking about, how WPFW or Pacifica might be impacted by this.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Verna. That's exactly right as far as I know. Again, I'm texting now to make sure I'm saying things correctly, but we've been talking on air all through, you know, people have been having that topic on air on their on the public affairs shows and people have talked about it. But again, she was asking, the question was in context of the affiliates and those who were being affected by CVC, Corporation of Public Broadcasting Funds and things like that. And it was mostly an issue with affiliates. So I'll get details and I'll get back to you all before Saturday.
Member Byfield, you have the floor, sir.
good evening. I wanted to address the committee that is gonna strategize around Project 2025.
Hold on, Michael. We have an opportunity for that. If you're gonna, we really want to get useful time out of our interim general manager. Do you have a question on the management reporting?
No. Okay. I'll pass.
Yeah, hold that thought, and we'll get to that. Anything else for Miyuki on her management reports, both, or programming membership and her IGM reporting? I do have a question real quick. I did notice, on your report, under number 3, programming and mission integrity, introduced new programming that elevated voices of youth. What's that about? I'm kind of curious about that one.
Well, it's just, we've got this group,
We should say, I should have corrected. It's not New Pro, that LA, that we are planning to do that. You know, returning citizens of course is, Roach. There are young, we have a group of people called the Brigade. It's about 16, 15 young people, 30. Most of them are 30 years old or around 30. There's a couple that are over 40, and we have them involved in, doing, things on social media. You might have heard of Mara's mother. There's a testimonial that's going on now talking about why she supports WPFW. The person who created that was one of the youth brigade, and that's her mother talking about her and how her daughters became justice people and things like that. We're trying to get them. We finally got a work through with the union, and so we are able to have interns, and we're trying to get them active and doing work so that they'll be ready to do things for us immediately on the station. So right now we're working with the YouTube, which we've had YouTube for a long time, but we haven't been able to populate it. So we're starting to do that. And, of course, whatever we're trying to do with social media. So there's not a specific program, but trying to get them to the point where they can get and give specific programs.
Excellent. And, one more follow up, and this, you may or may not know about. A couple of months back, Katia was, giving us the process she was working on to have the WPFW app in the app stores. Is that anywhere near completion, or where do we stand with that?
Thank you for the question. There's a hiccup. She's still working on it. There is because we're Pacifica and, because boards change all the time, the name on one of the major accounts does not match with the current name. It's paper complicated. It's nothing that we're not doing. We're trying to cross all the T's and dot all the I's, but there's just all these little obstacles that come up. So that's what happened with that. We're still working on it. We're still working on it. It's coming. And we have a new webpage. It's coming. It's just that we have all these hiccups. So yeah, we're supposed to have it May 1st, but we didn't get it yet.
All right. So some technical and or bureaucratic issues. Okay.
But I forgot to show you this for the town hall. We do have flyers now, and we may have, bags. I don't know if you can see.
Yeah.
Very cool lapel pens. I don't know if you can see lapel pen. So
we have swag. You'll have those available at the town hall.
Maybe not this stuff, but we'll have some swag available for the town hall meeting.
Okay. Sounds great. Any other questions for management in terms of their reports?
Sorry again. I just wanted to, rather than emailing Miyuki, will we have two microphones at the town hall? I wanted to ask that. That was brought up. At least two.
Yes.
Actually, if I could, is the Zoom link available yet for the town hall? I did get a couple of emails directly to me asking about the Zoom link.
The plan is to have it. I tried to get in there earlier. I got the number from Martha Peterson today to talk to the people at the church. And the videographer or the guy who's working with me, because Mo can't come that day, can't get in there any earlier than Saturday. But he spoke to Mo, and they're confident they can make it work. But I can't guarantee 100% because there was a time when Jerry couldn't make it work. But we plan to make it work. Mo told him I told him how to do it. I'll have a computer. We'll be ready to try to do it. We plan to have it done, but I can't guarantee it because I hit a lot of technical hiccups.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that little inside the church can be tricky. I was just wondering, is the Zoom link itself available? And if we wanted to post it on the website and or send it out, is that already out or no?
No, it's not out or anything. Okay. I could provide you with one and we could have it ready for Saturday. I can send you one and it could be ready for Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, I would prefer if you could, we get that at least up and posted, you know, Friday morning at the latest, so that folk aren't scrambling Saturday morning trying to figure out where they need to go. We can get our networks informed about the Zoom link and make sure they're aware they can go to the website and grab it as well. Okey-doke. And of course, KPFTX, we can make sure we post it there.
Okey-doke.
All right. Vanessa.
So I know we're just about to go into community comment. The
This is not part of the management report, but going back to the last discussion, whenever it's appropriate, a decision was not made in terms of the number of speakers. Violetta asked the question. Yeah. We had a lot of discussion. I don't know if a motion needs to be made, but there was no decision.
I've got the community outreach scheduled for 9:15. So they'll have a report and, we can circle back on closing that loop. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Anything else for management? If not, I will open the floor for our community. All right. We are going to go to community comment. I have a hand from Bella DeSoto. Looks like KPFK. You have the floor.
How much time?
Three minutes.
Yep. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Camus, for running this meeting. You're doing a great job, everybody here. But I need to point, and the interim general manager, what a great report. I want to echo what some concerns have been raised here. I'm very intimately concerned about this so-called proposed bylaws. And again, when Robert Gordon spoke, you need to listen to what he said. These are not bylaws that have been adopted. In fact, it is remotely objectionable that you even consider this document, 53 pages long, that would be voted in anytime soon. The court date, as he said, is July 3rd. And when I hear Minerva and when I hear Julie speak about how the people, the public should be listening and trying to understand what is being proposed here, they're fooling themselves and they think that everyone else is a fool. Well, they're not. You cannot send people to a website. You have to give them information on the spot and indicate the contractual effects that it will have on the entire Pacifica Foundation Inc. network and how it will kill the current bylaws. This is aimed to kill the profound, fundamental democratic structure system that has been in place since 1949. So please consider that. Think about the manifestation, the consequences, and that does not mean that the bylaws need no changes. We know they do. I was there at a subcommittee before 2003, working on language so that an inclusive bylaws would have been adopted by the network. But sadly, they were declined, and we have been stuck with a set of bylaws for so many years. Right now, I just need you to ask the questions, and I'm hoping that your Zoom gets connected properly for this Saturday, because I am planning to attend, and other people would like to attend. It's not every day that we have a national that we can have a national effort where people can connect. So I hope you can connect your Zoom and that it will be successful. And I'm looking forward to the important discussion of all the elements that are involved in this document by New Day Pacifica. And let's be clear, New Day Pacifica ain't Pacifica Foundation, Inc. That is your foundation. This is where you have your fiduciary responsibility to protect and expand for future generations. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Sure. Right.
Let me, before we go forward, let's refrain our public discussion. Let's not call names. If you have an issue with what's being discussed, let's just leave it at that. Let's prefer not to address our delegates directly. By name, it's community comment, and feel free to express yourselves, but let's refrain from that. All right. I do see Marcia.
Thank you. There are two issues I'd like to address, and I'll try to do them very quickly to fit into the 3 minutes. One, the discussion about the bylaws is very important, and we do need to have them fleshed out. However, this Saturday's WPFW LSB town hall meeting is not the place to go into that kind of detail. There's simply not enough time. We have a full agenda and other areas that have to be discussed. We have a mandate to have at least two town hall meetings a year, and we can have as many as we need. And if we need to have a whole town hall dedicated to the fleshing out of these issues and give our listeners a chance to familiarize themselves with the information before they come to the town hall, I think that would be the most expedient way to deal with this. We really don't need interlocutors. We've got an intelligent listening audience, and they can read for themselves. We don't need interpreters. But if we can't do it on short notice, but send them to the website. Let them look at the old bylaws. They are available. I've got copies. I pull them down. People who are interested can go and read for themselves and not wait for somebody else to interpret. Number one. Number two, I have a question about the committee dealing with Project 2025. I just heard some information earlier that from the national level, all commentary needs to come through them. And I would like to know whether this subcommittee or committee is in communication with national, since this is a national issue, not just a local one, and whether the lines of communication are open and whether they are coordinating what they're doing to make sure that it is in keeping with what Pacifica would want to see happen. Not that we would do anything out of line, but I think it's important that since this does have national ramifications, whatever we do here in D.C. needs to be coordinated. And I just want to know if that has been put in place by the folks on that committee, especially since I think I heard Member Tinglin Clemens mention that they were reaching out to different organizations in the city. And some of them, I would suppose, have national connections. So I'm just thinking it would be helpful if there are a way to make sure that all of those factors came into play and that there were open lines of communication on all levels. Thanks.
Before I go forward, is there anyone on the subcommittee that would like to briefly answer that question regarding connection with any kind of the Pacifica National Board? I guess that's what our member Marsh is asking about.
Yeah, we had brought that up, and Minerva, since she is a director, we were kind of leaning on her to see, because she did bring it up, the same thing that Marsha has just brought up. And we didn't see how it could be conflict because our mission is clear. But if there was some conflict, we wanted direction from somebody who was a PMB director or the PMB itself.
So it sounds like the vice chair is, you're in close communication with the national board's vice chair.
I'm sorry, Kamal, I missed that last part.
Sounds like you're in close communication with the national board's vice chair. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, we're leaning on that. So I don't know if she had a time to do that, but we don't want to. It is not our intention, and Michelle can speak because she is the chair. It is not our intention to do anything that is against what Pacifica could do, but also we don't want to wait until they're attacking us to try to get a strategy together.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great. Thank you. Carol.
Thank you. I'm Carol Wolfley. I'm chair of the KPFA local station board, and I want to tell you, I was so touched and moved the other night. I was looking at something on Facebook, and I saw your WPFW story about WPFW. And, you know, it's a little video. It's maybe 20 seconds or something. But it was so impressive and beautiful to see it all the way in California. So that inspires me, and I would like for us to learn how to do those as well. I think social media, the work with social media that you're doing, and I heard Miyuki talk about how you're bringing in youth to work on your social media, and that's just like so cutting edge. And I hope that with this transition that we're going into, we can partner with sharing about, you know, how the local station boards are changing in terms of outreach. And, you know, we just produced our program guides that we are going to give out at a Chris Hedges event here. And we have stickers and hats and buttons and all those things. And I think also we're putting together a group of people to work on grants, particularly on climate emergency. And so I think beginning to work together is really important. And I know that there's a lot of controversy about the bylaws, but the transition in the new bylaws, it says the transition period begins with the signing of the document by the court. So California law, and Pacifica Foundation is in California. California law, you know, follows the court signing of the document. So it was approved by the PNB, and it was approved in court-ordered mediation, and is going to save the foundation, you know, potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars not to go continue in legal challenges. So I hope that we can find this as a time to work together and find, you know, I love what you guys are doing with outreach, and I hope we can work together to build on that. So thank you so much. And, I appreciate the opportunity to speak at your meeting.
Thank you. Lou Wolf.
Come on, may I defer to speak after Martha Peterson? I believe she's got her hand raised, and I will speak then. Thank you.
She does have her hand raised. Martha, would you like to go?
Yeah, good evening. As a member of the Outreach Committee, I would like to suggest that if we do have two directors of the PNB to speak, if they could meet before the Outreach Committee, the Town Hall Committee, the town hall meeting, so that they can be on the same page as far as what each one is going to say, so that there won't be any surprises. So if there are two, it would be good if they can meet before the town hall. Secondly, I don't know if this is going to be done at the Finance Committee meet report, but I was wondering how much was made at the 48th year celebration. And lastly, it would be good if we had more community members to pitch. The young lady who talked about her mother pitching, I think it was good. I really enjoyed it. And I think the more community members we had to get out and pitch would be even for WPFW. That's all.
Is Mewkey still here? Do either you or Tom have an idea about what was made at the 48th anniversary? Or will Tom present that at the
I haven't completed. I thought I have it done by now. We only made about $2,000, maybe $3,000. It was mostly a very strong public relations display, and people had a wonderful time. It wasn't the strongest fundraiser we've ever had.
Okay.
But we were able to accommodate a lot of people, and people got a plenty of everything, and it was a very good evening.
All righty. Thank you. Lou.
Okay. I have two separate comments. First, you know, the unpaid programmers that really work very hard day in and day out at the station have grievances, and they're very clear. And let me just speak to these points. To represent the interests and the perspective of the unpaid staff in matters affecting ourselves and the station. Two, to select unpaid staff representatives for station committees. Three, to foster communications and cooperation between management, paid staff, and unpaid staff, and between the station and the community it serves. Four, to promote communication among members of the unpaid staff. Five, to facilitate the resolution of problems and grievances of the unpaid staff. and I want to speak strongly in support of these unpaid programmers, that their grievances really need to be resolved. They can't go unresolved on and on and on. That's number one. Number two, I would point out that the initiative, which was launched originally by New Day Pacifica to constrict the numbers of people on the LSBs across the network, is very anti-democratic. Where do they get the idea that this is something that needs to happen within the network? And to the members of the local station board, I'm a former member of the LSB, why would you members be willing to accept this, that you would be termed out just automatically by this initiative of New Day Pacifica? Lastly, let me point out that I understand that the LSB is an organization which we need to support and commend. It's central to the organization of our network. And so LSB members, you really have a very important commitment and duty. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Lou. Martha, I see Martha. Go ahead.
Thank you. Lou talked about briefly about the grievance procedures. I'm wondering, do LSB members have a copy of the WPFW grievance procedures?
Yeah, that was approved by the board. Well, I guess not this iteration of the board, but that was moved last year's board.
So everybody has a copy.
Let me just ask, if there's any new members that do not have a copy, I can have Secretary Carter make sure she distributes that to everybody.
Okay.
It's probably about 5 or 6 that potentially do not, but everyone else should. All right. Lou, we'll give you another bite at the apple, sir. You're on mute.
I'm sorry. I'm curious why our program director is not present at the meeting to present her report on the programming committee.
I will defer. Is Miyuki still here? Yep.
Yeah, we're in a fund drive, Lou, and it's hard for all of us to be taken away from the station during this time. So that was the understanding. The reports were submitted, and I said that I would make them. Same thing on Saturday. Neither Satari or Katia can be there. Katia's going to try. She may be able to get there because her schedule changed, but, it's a hard ask during the drive for us to be in additional meetings.
So she will be present next LSB meeting or not then?
She was at the last, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what happens in the course of the week. Right now, I know that she's working furiously for the special programming tomorrow. But you know, we are very understaffed and we have a lot of work to get done. And so, is there something that you feel that hasn't been addressed or that you have a question about? I'm curious to know who are making, a lot of complaints that you're concerned about, because I have not heard any directly.
Well, hold on. Let's not get into that back and forth. If I think Lou just made a statement that it was important for the grievance to be distributed. So, any personnel matters, you know, you all can take that up in closed session. We don't want to do that here. Does that answer your question, Lou? It sounds like they're handling.
I'm not trying to make a complaint about programming. I'm simply asking for a report from her as the program committee program manager. That's all.
Yeah. She submitted a report on Monday. It was submitted to Kamau and Ellen, I believe, even on Saturday, and it was distributed. So the report is there.
But Lou's not a local station board delegate. So Lou, I can have the written report from the program director. She was not available to make a presentation this evening, but she did submit a written report that I can be sure to get over to you directly, okay?
Thanks a lot, Kamau. Thank you.
Not a problem. Marcia.
Yes, just thanks for raising that issue, Lou. I'd like to know if there have been any efforts to implement the grievance procedure and whether it's posted where it can easily be accessed by anyone who might have a grievance. I'm glad that it was voted in, but there might not have been any complaints. But my question would be, where is it posted? Is it visible? Is it easily accessible by anyone who might want to either review it or actually file a grievance themselves?
So the board has on the agenda this evening under new business, a discussion raised by Member Leon regarding that very fact. So we will have that on the agenda close to 10 o'clock. So that'll be available then. We'll have that discussion.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
You might want to mute me. I'm clicking, but nothing's happening.
All right. We're still in our comment session. We have 11 minutes remaining. So anybody who'd like to, I see Lou again. Lou, go ahead.
Well, I guess as the legacy hand is up again, I will simply say this about Project 2025. The president is very clear that he wants to go after PBS and children's programming. I don't know where he comes. How does he think that it's okay for him to go after these two? He wants to wipe them out. And I have a 18-month-old grandson who watches PBS every morning, every day, and it'll be gone. The same with public broadcasting, PBS, NPR will be gone if he gets his way. And that involves us, WPFW. We're next on his list, list to go after. We have no question about that. He's already talked about WPFW in the past or Pacifica. So let's be clear. We're next.
Thank you. Marcia? Or is that a legacy?
Can you not see my hand now? Or can I?
This is Michelle, during public community comment, the delegates are refrained from having the floor. The floor is available to our community members only. So I'll recognize you after our community comment. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Same with Mariah and Vanessa. So I got you all on the staff.
Yeah.
Anybody else from the community like to join in the discussion? They want to, have anything they'd like to say regarding their station? Anything that's been said already this evening? So floor is open. Anybody else from the community? All right. Hearing none, let's move and pivot to the next part on our agenda. All right. We're going to recoup a little bit of time. So before we bring on our treasurer, Tom Chase, let me clear the stack. Vanessa? All right. How about Mariah?
I'm sorry. I think that was a legacy hand. I couldn't unmute. So I think that's what that was.
No worries. Mariah, you have the floor.
Thanks. And thanks, everybody, for your community comments and attending the meeting. My question was directly to Marcia. So as someone on the proactive strategy meeting, I had a question in terms of, you know, it sounds like you might know some folks with PMB or Pacifica in general that might be working on this. If they are, who are they? And if so, can you connect them to us? Because I think we would absolutely love to, you know, coordinate with them. But if you have a contact, we would love you to direct them to us so we can coordinate.
Oh, sure, Mariah. That wasn't it. I was really looking more just for process and structure, you know, because I know even with good intentions, a lot of times folks end up in silos and there's a lot of talent out there. And I was just, my suggestion is that we make sure all lines of communication were open and that things are done well, decently and in order so that national knows what we're doing. They don't control everything locally, but we just need strong communication lines and for each other, because some of the folk we would deal with locally have national ties. And so I wasn't speaking so much in specific individuals, but just organizationally and generally. Thanks.
Got it. So you don't know anyone at Pacifica who is working on this that we should contact? Or you're just speaking generally?
No. I'm just talking about from a structural standpoint.
Okay. Thank you.
Earlier it was said that something that any statements had to come through the general manager.
Yeah.
And all I was suggesting is that in the planning, because I'm not speaking about individuals, but in the planning, let's bake into the dough a way where PFW does what it does, Pacifica PNB does what it does, and everybody is aware of what the other's doing so that we nourish each other.
Let me try to help our committee. Michelle's very much been a part of trying to be proactive here. She's, you know, made a plea to us locally.
Yeah.
And, we saw fit to establish something, and the way they're going about it is to really find out what the national body is doing. For it to be a month in its inception and for them to be struggling to see if there's any coherent, procedure or process or, activity at the national level kind of concerns us. So I think hearing Mariah's question, and this is no indictment of anybody, but it would behoove the national board to at least kind of make some sort of statement to the local station boards. Hey, this is what we're trying to do. This is what we'd like to do. And this is how we think the local station boards might want to proceed. So, as it stands right now, I think, we're in a good spot. Accumulating information, getting alliances with like-kind organizations and individuals. And then once they hit the go button, we'll have a nice cachet of people to work with, okay?
Good. Great. Michelle, you and I have not met. I know you by reputation, many years standing. And the question was really about coalition building and making sure that when you all come out of the gate, and let me say now, if there's a way that I can help, I'd love to. I'll be happy to do so. But just to make sure that structurally we don't butt heads or leave things undone.
Excellent. Thank you, Sue. And then Minerva in that order. Sue.
Thank you, Kamau. As always, you're doing a fantastic job. And I just wanted to give a report from the news department.
Mm. Thank you.
As always, we're just trying every day keep up with the craziness. The two things that we're focused on, number one is we're going to be working hard within the time limits and staff limits we have to bring more audio elements into our newscasts, sounds from protests, sounds from people speaking. So you'll be hearing that, I hope. And also we're very focused on the newsletter. We figure this is an important element to connect with people online and encourage online listening. This newsletter is focused on news and public affairs programming, and we've been doing it for about 3 months so far. So right now we're extremely focused on expanding our reach. This has a lot to do with the email provider you use. We are using Emma, which has limitations on how many people can receive the newsletter. So we're reaching out to other providers, looking at pricing, so we can expand that. We want to get this distribution way up and be able to include more content. And if anybody on the LSB has a knowledge about this, we're talking about Constant Contact, GoDaddy. You know, there's a whole range of providers, and it's a little challenging to sort through it all, but we're wading through it, and we hope to, by the end of the month, be able to make a decision about what provider we're going to move into. I think that's about it.
All right. Perfect, Sue. Thank you. So you're looking for a provider. Got it. I see Minerva. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me hold off a second, Minerva. I see one more person, I think, from the community. KPFK Outreach.
This is Bella. This is Bella. I was taken off the Zoom, and I had to log back in, and I wanted to speak again, and I was not able to do so before. But real quickly, I wanted to mention that the executive director of Pacifica has already been outreached by an outside body to join a national committee alliance to protect Pacifica Foundation, Inc. She has made a decision whether yes or no, but there has been no forthcoming decision by the ED, which is very amazing given all the ominous attacks that are undergoing all around us. And as someone said here earlier, it's not a question of when, of if, but when. So the executive director has taken no lead role, and I applaud that WPFW has already coordinated a committee, a proactive committee. And this is very important. So keep it up. Thank you.
Thank you. Minerva.
Okay. For Mariah and the other individuals in the group, the executive director has always stated that if people have information they want to share or provide to her, that they should send it to the ed@pacifica.org. So just as the individual just shared, what I'm not aware of what she's speaking about, but she just shared something about the executive director working with other groups. I would reach out to her because with the affiliates, they are doing things, and I feel the executive director would put them, the group that has been established, in touch with the affiliates to talk with them about their program and how they're doing. And I think they are doing something out in California. Myla Reasons, another person, I'll look for her information. And Michelle, I'll send Myla's information to you so you guys can reach out to them and see what is going on with this 2025 and what others are doing. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I need to clarify. I did not say that the ED is in conversation with a national organization. I said she was approached to take a lead to represent Pacifica. She has decided not to do that to date. That's what I said. I want people to understand. And this is not good, given that Pacifica is in a delicate position, given all the attacks that are going on. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Thank you, Minerva. I have Michelle.
Right.
And I thought I saw Mike, but not. Okay, Michelle, and then we'll go to our treasurer. Michelle.
Thanks, Kamau. Actually, I want to raise a different issue, but I do want to thank people for their suggestions and recommendations regarding the work of the strategic, the alternative strategies committee. But I learned a while ago is that individuals don't think, people do. So I really am trying to get people's the breadth of people's wealth, wisdom for this work. My comment was, we have 5 days a week we hear that we're having community watch and comment, but there's only community watch and comment 1 day a week. So much as I miss it and I'd love to advocate to have it every day, I would settle for at least not being misrepresented every day, because I used to make use of the community watch and comment segment. And it's really very frustrating trying to get in on it when you realize that, no, that's not the truth. So if we could do something about that, that would really be appreciated.
All right. Hold on a second, Michelle. So are you saying that on the grid, in terms of programming, there's community watch and comment daily, but that's not actually happening, because we need to take that back to management? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay. Can you let me know what time of day you're talking about? Is it always the 11 a.m. hour?
It's always 11 to 12 every day.
And that's not always happening. All right. Let me,
I can tell you what shows it is. So
don't see Miyuki on here. So let me take that note down and we'll get that answered. Okay.
Forgive me for interrupting. Community watching comment is actually twice a week. David Whetstone, and I'm not looking at my grid right now, and then Chip Jones and Ron Pinchback on Fridays at 11.
So 2 days a week, Wednesday, Friday.
Correct.
Okay. Is that how you are seeing it, Michelle? And then we're going to pivot.
I disagree with that.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't see that at all. It's like I said.
Okay.
1 day a week on Fridays.
All right.
Those are the days it might be announced like that, but that's not what's going on.
Okay. I'm going to suggest this, so we can get to our finance piece, that we, bring this to both the program director, Sue, I want you involved as well, and the, general manager, and just we'll square what the grid is saying with what's actually happening. All right, Sue, and
yes, indeed. Good idea.
Okay. All right, Michelle, is that good with you? I think Michael also.
That would be terrific.
Okay. I thought I saw Miyuki, so I think she'll be okay with that as well. Michael, go ahead pretty quickly here. We're going to pivot to our finance. It's 8:35.
I was going to follow up on what Michelle said, so maybe I should just opt out and participate in that other conversation that we're going
to. You want to do that? Okay, yeah. So I'll get you folded in. You all can have that conversation, all right?
Okay.
All right, Tom Chase, are you available?
Yeah, thanks, Kamal. Can I share my screen, please? Is that okay?
Eileen, are you able to give him sharing? Can you make a request? I think Eileen can take care of it.
Yeah, I can do that. Okay. Yep. I sent a request. While we're doing that, I want to apologize. I sent my report yesterday to Ellen, but when I went into my email today to get the Zoom, I saw that it didn't send. So I resent it right before this meeting. I'll walk through the report. It's very similar to what I sent last month, but didn't get to talk through. So if you looked at the report from last month, you'll see it's a new format. But I'll show you this month, and it's updated for April results. So let me see if I can share now. It looks like I can. Okay. Okay. Can you see my screen now? Give me a thumbs up. Thank you. Okay. Put that down. So I'd mentioned earlier that, I needed to kind of get some background on where we were overall, sort of historically. And so I went and looked at the last 15 years of the financial statements that are on the Pacifica website. And from 2011 to 21, those are 2021, those are audited results. And 2022 to 2024 are unaudited, but from national office. And then the 25 results are, my assessment from, tracking the cash basis, as we've talked about previously. So if you can see this, we're projecting for the current year to actually just come in right at budget. I'll show you the budget on the next page. But right now we're looking at about a $78,500 net revenue for the year. But you can see historically, we're right kind of in the middle of where we've been for 15 years. And, this isn't adjusting for inflation or anything. So, we haven't been growing for sure. But that's the sort of historical. Oh, the other thing I would point out just for context is that, over the 15 years, our net revenue, or if you would, our subsidy from the national office has been about $2 million. Just for some context. One other thing I would point out on this, I feel pretty confident about the net revenue.
It's difficult to hear you.
Okay. Got a little issue with your mic, I think, there, Tom. It's kind of going waffling in and out of scratch okay. Marks there. Yeah. There you go.
All right. Thanks.
Or you can clear your throat.
Let's refrain. Everybody relax.
I mean that friendly. I was not insulting anyone. I meant that really. Sometimes we need to clear our throats.
I'm with you. Just let the chair and the presentation.
This is very important information. I want to hear it.
Thanks, Bella. Thank you. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay. I will try to speak more loudly. So anyway, we're about $2 million over the last 15 years.
Your mic is still scratchy there, Tom.
Okay. It may be that the battery is starting to fail on it. I apologize.
There you go. You're perfect right now. If you can hold that one, that's great. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let me go to the next slide then. So this, is showing where our expenses are going for the current fiscal year, just as kind of a percentage. So I mentioned our budget. This is our budget, that was set by the LSB and the PNB last September. So we were looking to have a positive $77,000 net revenue for the year. And right now we're projecting we should hit that. And you can see this here. And that includes that we are making our central services payments to headquarters. We're making our payroll and health payments to headquarters. We're currently up to date on all of our rent. We've closed out the 1990. I don't think I've let you know since my last report, which has been a couple of months. We're now up to date with Eckington Place. We've got the invoices and they're all paid. So we have a couple of outstanding invoices that we haven't received yet for outstanding items. One is closing out Verizon for 1990 K Street. We have management is disputing some of the services and charges in the final closeout. So, right now they're looking for something on the order of $25,000, and Miyuki thinks that should be much less. So that's outstanding. We have. I'll show in. Well, let me just jump to the next slide here. So, this one is showing, try to a little bit bigger. This is our sort of ending cash balance on our bank account, for each month, beginning and ending balance. And, I'll get that out.
You're just muted. You're muted, Tom, now. You're muted. Yeah.
Great. Thank you for catching it. Yeah, so we had a very strong for February in terms of fundraising through the fall. We also, we finished out our rent in January with 1990. So February was our last big fund drive, and then March and April, we had just sustaining member revenue, and then in April is when we closed out our, not closed out isn't the right word, got caught up with our current lease and payments. And so there was a number of those outstanding expenses that we got caught up on in April. And so that's why we had the kind of drop there. We're going to build it back up in May, this current fund drive. And if you're a programmer, you may have noticed that your goal got increased. And it's because we needed to increase that amount of funds to make sure we met our budget. And I worked with Miyuki to come up with a level for that fundraising increased goal, both for May and August.
Hey, Tom, I want to give you till 8:45 if we can open the floor for questions. So about a minute or two left. All right. Yep.
Okay. Yep. You bet. So then the last page in here is a much more detailed statement of activity broken down by month, up through the current month of April, and then our projection out to the end of the year that gets you, roughly $78,000, net revenue for the end of the year. And we've kind of gone through this in bits in previous months. And, I'm happy to go into more detail on this either separately with folks or, next month if you've had more time to digest it. That's my report.
Thank you, Tom. You've heard the report from our treasurer. Is there a stack? Any questions? I see Verna.
Yes, Tom, first of all, thank you so much. This is very impressive and very important information, something we've longed for a while. However, I'm being challenged actually hearing everything you're saying. I'm wondering if you could possibly send this to the LSB members, email this to the LSB members so we can have a chance to peruse it on our own and just have this information available. Is that possible? Something that you can do perhaps?
Yeah, I sent it to Ellen, and if she hasn't got it, then I'll work with her to make sure she has it so she can send it out to you. And I meant to do that, but it was a technical glitch on my end. For sure.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate this.
Any other questions? Okay, Ambrose, go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Tom. I thought that I saw on one slide, the pie chart slide, where you had the percentage of money used for development. Did I see that right at 4%?
Yeah, it's very small.
Okay, then I think that there needs to be a discussion about how you got to spend a little money to make a little money. So how, Kamal, guide us as to how we need to have a conversation about, investing more in development to get more money out.
If you're asking me directly, Ambrose, to me, I think it starts with us just trying to determine what resources we have, in-house that we can put towards that particular part of the budget. I think you've heard Miyuki and others stress the fact that, we're challenged, labor wise, and, it's not always the easiest thing, to get folk to kind of, move into that area. There may be some bandwidth, but I think the first thing we need to do is kind of get management, to have that discussion and see if there's a way to pivot maybe some of the resources. And it may require that we make an investment, like you're saying, in some additional resources, and I'm not sure what that looks like, but
can I follow up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna let Tom kind of give a little background as well, and then
Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah.
Well, I would just say I think you're right. It struck me how low our development number is, but we've got other, and I didn't mention this, but I wanted to use this opportunity. There's other I mean, basically that budget I showed you is our minimal expenses to get through the end of the year. But we know Miyuki is looking at, with Mo, some issues with the tower and resilience. And so, you know, there are some other investments. When one looks at all the investments in development, investments is one of them. But there are others I didn't mention as well that I think will be coming before the LSB, before the end of the year, relative to kind of where we are with the budget and those sorts of decisions.
Okay. The reason that I'm asking is because you seem to have some surplus. Should I characterize it as surplus?
Yes. 70K. I don't know. I mean, it's in the black. I guess we'll say that.
Right. So not suggesting that we, spend that, but there are various ways that you can arrange for a true professional development person. Part of that could be based on, they would get paid according to what they raise with a base salary. So let's say a base salary of say 25,000, 30 hours a week, and then they get contingency. So if they raise more than that, then they get paid more than that. I mean, some kind of arrangement like that. So you're not spending that whole 78,000. You're spending a part of it, but you're getting more bang for your buck.
Yeah. I mean, like I think my initial answer to this is, I think those ideas along with, again, you know, doing the initial assessment on where we are currently, you know, before that particular investment, I think needs to be done. Happy to try and arrange that, with management. Ambrose definitely having you at the table. Tom with what he's got and able to kind of, you know, cultivate with the actual numbers. So let's try and, Tom, if you want to check me on this, you know, try and see if we can get that organized.
Thank you.
All right. Miyuki, you had something you wanted to get input here?
Yeah. Appreciate Ambrose, your input and is really, really good, and I understand that. I just want you to know that the 70,000 sitting there is money that is sitting there, but we have major that are coming up.
You're breaking up pretty badly there. You're going in and out on us. No. You want to try and call back in? We can't get you.
All right,
there.
Is that better?
There you go. There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
So what I was, what I try to say, thank you, and I apologize. I really appreciate Ambrose's input, but the 70,000 sitting there is money that's sort of just waiting to, we have some major technical things that we have to address. And I appreciate we have to spend money to make money. We were granted a really generous, donation of $50,000. And with that is how we're doing the social media. That piece that moved the person from California so much, that was done by our social media grant. And, so we're spending money on development in that way on a consistent basis. I showed you some of the swag that we now have, and some of it was purchased by, the station, but some of it was purchased by Craig Williams, who made a generous donation in picking up some of these things. And as, you know, the same thing with Mrs. Turner. So I appreciate Ambrose. You're absolutely right. When I was not inside, the thing I pushed for the most all the time was development. I came to several meetings begging the LSB to get someone in development in place. But right now, my major focus is to make sure that broadcast stays on a consistent basis, reliably. And that's what I'm working on first.
Okay. All right. Any further questions for the treasurer? He can take your emails, and you can either submit them directly to Tom or our secretary, Ellen Carter. Okay.
Does Thomas have an email?
Yeah, he'll make that available. We'll get
it's
that.
It's treasurer@wpfw.org.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Thank you, Tom. Relocation Committee. The chair of the committee, Member Williams, is not here. He's traveling. Is there another member from the committee who would like to report? He did send a written report. If there's no one who would like to report, I can read what he sent, and then we can take a stack of questions for him. Anybody from the committee want to report? Nobody wants to jump at it, huh? Okay. All right. He sent this written report. I'll read it quickly. The relocation committee met on Zoom on May 7th. No official business was conducted. Although Secretary Adele Stan, a non-voting member, announced that she will be inactive until September. Most of the meeting involved explanation and discussion of recent actions by the Pacifica National Board. The PNB has passed a resolution that its leadership claims finalizes a change in the foundation's bylaws. Some directors and the leadership of WPFW's LSB dispute the finality of the changes, which would significantly reduce the scope and authority of all Pacifica LSBs. Members of the Relocation Committee voiced some concern about the future status of the LSB and the feasibility of acquiring property under the proposed changes. All present agreed, however, to continue to meet and explore options. So that's the written report from the committee. Any questions that we need to present to the chair? Or maybe some.